Okay, it appears that walking is far more comfortable than sitting these days, but I've never found it to be that settling for my mind. Please offer some advice on how to, quote-unquote, get the most out of walking meditation. With walking meditation, I think one of the things is finding a place that one is walking, that there's not a whole, especially if one's it's starting to be a primary basis of one's meditative practice. Having an external setting that is not there's not a whole lot of impingement in the sense that and you know in sometimes in a place like this it might be a bit difficult. I mean, there's you know just with there can be cars passing, people passing, so that but that's it's very helpful to be in a an external environment where your walking path is actually protected from a lot of external impingement. Also that the walking path is very smooth. It's also very clearly defined so that you don't have to be thinking about it or you don't have to be Ajahn Khrundam was in the process of refurbishing his walking path, and there's a very curious phenomena at Abhayagiri. Rocks just seem to have a life of their own and grow in the middle of the path. I mean, it's just amazing. They just sort of, they pop up like mushrooms in the meditation path. And when it's so trying to get the meditation path really nice and smooth, so that there's that the actual contact. It isn't you're not sort of your foot isn't sort of tilting over a bit because there's a rock there, and so that making the path very very smooth. So physically, paying attention to the quality of the walking path, and then really using the posture in the sense of really composing the body physically, keeping the hands clasped in front, sort of not swinging the arms, because just that amount of movement, as the mind is settling, it has an effect on the mind. Keeping the eyes downcast, open, but looking ahead maybe 5-6 feet, so one can see in front of one, but not really paying too much attention outside of the sphere that is immediately around oneself. And then marking the ends of the path very clearly again, so that there's kind of a soft focus as one's walking, so that you recognize, you're not really using sight very much, but the eyes are open and you know when you're getting to the end of the path, and then you can stop comfortably without thinking about it too much, turning around. Also, in terms of letting the mind really settle, walking a bit slower than normal, really And then, you know, as one walks, and there's a balance where, and one has to find that for oneself, where one's walking quite slowly. It's not so slow that you're kind of teetering over or getting out of balance, but it's slow enough that it's really helping the internal slowing down of the mind. One can do it in different ways, and it's just a lot of it is whatever is actually comfortable. And sometimes when I'm doing walking meditation, the mind's getting very settled. I'm going to go fairly slowly. It's sort of like, but it'll be in conjunction with the breath. So just sort of breathing in, just sort of lifting the foot up a little bit, breathing out, coming down. So it's quite slow, but it's in conjunction with the breath. Mind gets very focused, lifting up and breathing in and breathing out. You don't get very far, but that's not the point. but it's using it as a tool, using the walking, the posture of movement. But there's a solid anchor in the breath, and then there's a real a slowing down, a stillness that comes about. So those are some kind of guidelines to experiment with.